And away we go here on WWGH Radio, Tuesday, September the 17th, 2019, 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show. Scott Spears along with you for the ride, and a whole lot of conversation going on this morning. Now, we do have a quick programming note here I was just informed about. The Charlie Evers Show is live on this station every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And, of course, Charlie knows everything about Marian history, so he'd be a good person to talk to about a lot of this stuff as well. And he takes phone calls live on the air Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Now, tomorrow, the programming note that I have is, if you're interested in Marian broadcast history, tune in tomorrow, Wednesday morning, from 10 a.m. till noon, because Charlie's guest will be Jeff Ruth, and also Terry Klein from the Wings and Wheels show from this past weekend. So Terry Klein will be in, I'm sure, to talk about the Wings and Wheels show that happened this past weekend at the Marian Municipal Airport, and Jeff Ruth, Marian broadcast icon, just retired after 40 years, will be in with Charlie tomorrow morning. I believe they will be here for the entire two-hour period. So a Charlie Evers Show you won't want to miss, 10 a.m. till 12 noon tomorrow, Wednesday morning. Now, also today, by the way, the Adam the Computer Guy show is on from 2:10 to 3 p.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., all today here on WWGH Radio. Now, our subjects this morning, which have been interesting, have been Tecumseh, have the Tecumseh plant here in Marian, have been the Marian Power Shovel, why did they leave Marian? Now, we talked to Brandy from the Marion County Historical Society. Now, does anybody know why or when the majority of employees left the Power Shovel? Now, apparently, it did not close altogether until 1997. But do you know when most people were let go? Because I believe it happened before 97. I think in 97, there were just some office people left. But when did the majority of the people leave the Marian Power Shovel? I think it happened earlier than that. Maybe wrong, but somebody could call in and tell me. 740-383-9944. Also talking about the church that we talked about yesterday out on Polane Road. When was the last time that was opened? And what kind of a church was that? What denomination was that? Does anybody know? We had the owner of that church call in yesterday and had some interesting conversation with her about the demolition of that church, which apparently, since the fire earlier on this year, which apparently is very difficult because it's very costly. And she was looking to talk to somebody about having that demolished, or talk to somebody downtown about seeing what she could do to get rid of that church on the spot where it is now, where it burned down earlier this year. Didn't burn to the ground, but burned enough to where it's certainly no longer usable, or I would think repairable. Now, our other subject this morning has been this whole thing that happened in the 80s, where there were these bumper stickers and signs and so on and so forth about last one in Marian, turn the lights out. Does anybody remember that period or how that all happened? I don't remember. I don't know where that came from, but I'm thinking in the 80s, that would have been a tremendous thing to mobilize to even have bumper stickers because there was no internet then, really no cell phones then, and to put together a group that would manufacture stuff like this that would get these bumper stickers on people's cars and windows and enough to even where we're talking about it here all these years later. Does anybody remember how that all happened or what the thought was behind it? Why was that the slogan? What was the idea behind it? Was it because all the plants were closing, that the Tecumseh had left, and we had seen things like that happen? Was that the thought behind it? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944, Or, well, we'll take the call here, then maybe we'll come back with something else here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
On the bumper stickers.
Yes.
Well, okay. When all the businesses started closing and going out of town, the railroads, that's when bar shovel started going down, and the country, all of them started leaving town. That's why they come up with this slogan, the last one out of Marion, shut off the lights, because they was afraid there wasn't going to be anybody left there Marion to work.
Now, were there bumper stickers that people put on the cars? Do you remember these bumper stickers that people put on the cars?
Yeah.
Now, where did that all come from?
That's the main thing about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, hey, I thank you. All right. Does anybody... Now, see, that's apparently why it happened, was because there was certainly an economic downturn, I think, going on with the plants closing and the railroad, which is a whole nother subject, but... Where did the bumper stickers and things come from? Were they just being passed out? Was there a group in town that spearheaded this? Last one in town turned the lights out? Because I can't imagine that that would make the people in government in the 80s very happy, who were working in government at that time and trying to bring jobs to Marion. I would think that would not be a pleasant thing to have that be the slogan. But, does anybody remember any of this? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And Martha Douse called in there before the break and was talking about the opening of Whirlpool. Now, to my recollection, Whirlpool opened up in the 80s, but I could be wrong about that. When did Whirlpool open up, the big plant? Because I'm thinking it opened up about the same time Tecumseh closed, sometime around 83, 84. And we've had people call in talking about how Whirlpool did not want a union because of what they'd seen at Tecumseh and B.F. Goodrich. Does anybody know when Whirlpool came in? And I guess just the time frame is what we're looking at this point. What time did they come in? And how big a deal was that when they came to town? Because we were seeing Tecumseh leave. We were seeing the shovel downsize. We were seeing a lot of stuff go on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Whirlpool opened in 1955, but I think they was in there in 1954 getting the plant ready. They've got a dryer out there in their showroom that come off the assembly line, and it still works in 1955.
Is that, you know, I was just thinking about that as I was asking that question. I remember that there was like the 1 millionth dryer, or 1,000th, I can't remember. But they brought Fran Allison from Kukla, Fran, and Ollie in to celebrate that. So I guess I did know they opened in the 50s, but were they considered a big plant before the 1980s?
Yes, pretty big, yes. And before that, there was a plant there. My dad worked there, and I can't think the name of it, and he bucked bumpers for automobiles. But the plant was there because my family worked there. And then when Whirlpool opened, my one brother-in-law was the first man hired in out to Whirlpool.
So Whirlpool did not build the building?
No.
Oh, okay. So they've
added on and presses and that, but no. It was called, I can't take the name, but it was something to do with, like, General Motors.
Now,
but it wasn't General, but it was Motors, but something to that effect.
Now, when Whirlpool opened up in the 50s, were they as big as Tecumseh and the Shovel at that time?
No, I don't think so, no. Tecumseh and the Shovel was big at one time, like I said. They had over 2,000 people, both of them. They was big.
Because
I was in high school in 57, and I worked there at Whirlpool in the warehouse back there. So, but it was there before, and then Whirlpool, years ago, would hire you in, and when you get so many weeks, you had to have so many weeks before you was a full-time employee, they would lay you off. And then they'd call you back, and you started all over again to try to get employment.
Huh.
They kept you part-time And I know so many people out there, that's how they had to do it to get in.
That's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
And this is what we like. We love these call-ins. We love the information that we're obtaining. So keep on calling in. Don't ever hesitate to call in. And remember, if you get the busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep the calls coming. 740-383-9944. Because this is what we want to do between 8 and 10 every weekday morning. Now, I guess I did know that Whirlpool opened up in the 50s, now that I think about it. Because I do have that picture of Fran Allison, of Kukla Fran and Ollie coming to town when Whirlpool made their 1 millionth or something drier. But I don't think they were ever considered on par with Tecumseh and the Shovel until Tecumseh and the Shovel went under. And then they were considered to be the big plant in Marion. Is that right? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. I know there was this... It was just this time period where a lot of things were leaving Marion, like Tecumseh, and the way Tecumseh left with the riot was not pleasant. And the Shovel, for whatever reason, yeah, was it just outsourcing? Did they just want to make their stuff cheaper someplace else? Was that the reason behind it all? Let us know. It's interesting because I know there are relatives. There are people who probably worked at the Shovel listening to this show, or their relatives, or their friends, who would know things like this. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody remember that riot that happened in the 60s, I believe, at some plant here in Marion? But I don't know what plant that was. But I believe it happened in the 60s because I've heard the newsreel of that happening. Or does anybody have any information on the last one out, leave the lights, turn the lights out slogan that was here in Marion for so long? I believe in the 1980s is when that was a big, big thing. But it kind of blew over. But I'm not sure how that was organized or how that all came about. Also, we are talking about possibly putting a show like Tradio back on the air. But would people listen? Are people interested? Would people find it? That's the question we've been asking the last few days. Now, we haven't had any calls on that this morning, but we have had thoughts of doing that. But we are concerned, interested. Will people find that show? Would they call in? Because if nobody calls in and tries to sell anything, then it's not much of an interesting show. So, does anybody have any ideas on the possible return of Tradio or anything of that nature? 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear your opinion, because by hearing your opinion, that's going to help us decide what we're going to do. Because it's okay for people to listen to a show like Tradio was, but you got to have the people calling in. If you don't have the people calling in, not much reason. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on the radio.
Yes.
If you're talking yesterday, you got to get it out, the information out you're taking about it. And there are people that would call in. I would be one of them, because I listen to it all the time. But you got to get the information out. More than just on Facebook or flyers or something. Because a lot of people don't do Facebook. A lot of people don't have a newspaper. So we have to figure out some way of trying to get the information out.
Yeah, we're going to have to find some way about that. We're going to have to see how we're able to get that information out. But
right, because I know there have been a lot of people that would call in.
Well,
a lot of people, when Dip went off the air with it, when they went off with it, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that called in was wanting to keep it.
Well, I agree, and hopefully we'll see what happens here. Well, I appreciate the call. Well, that's the question. How do you get the word out? I mean, do flyers work anymore? I mean, certainly you got to go beyond Facebook, I would think. And we're talking about it here on the air, but would people be able to find it? And how many times a week would you do it? Because people listening are fine, it's okay to have people listening to it, but if nobody's calling in to sell their stuff, there's not much to listen to, and it doesn't become much of a show. So that becomes a whole thing. So that's what the opinions are here about today. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling in to say that we miss radio. We, really miss it.
Yeah, well, I know it was very popular, and I know people would listen to it, but my question is, would people call in to it enough to fill a 40-minute period?
I say yeah.
Okay. Well, we're thinking about it. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, see, I know people do miss it. I know there are a lot of people who miss the program. There's no doubt about that. But is there enough word of mouth? Is there enough push to tell people when it's on, first of all? And would people call in and sell their stuff? That becomes the big question. So that's the big thing we're talking about here this morning. If it would return, and if it would return at a certain time, because you got to know the time it's on, would people call in and sell their stuff? And would people listen in great numbers? That's the question. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I like radio, too, but you have to think about the time of year that you're going into. Garage sales were a big item on Tradio, and we're going into the end of the garage sale period. So maybe at Christmas time it would pick up a little bit because people would have items they wanted to sell or buy for Christmas gifts. But I think your call-in would be a little weak because of the season of the year right now and the weather.
Well, that becomes the problem because I was talking to Jeff when he wrapped up over at WMRN, and he was telling me that during the last couple years that there were times where even he would have to give out the number and wasn't getting a lot of calls, and that show had been around for 40 years over there.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I do have another question just out of curiosity.
Go ahead.
The old Kern gas station that's at the corner of Walnut and Delaware, I believe, catacornered from that drive-through and close to Subway right in there. They're doing a lot of remodeling. I'd like to know if anybody knows what's going to go in there.
So the old gas station now, where Delaware and where?
Walnut.
Delaware and Walnut. They're doing a lot of stuff there, but we don't know what's going on there.
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Sure somebody does.
We'll find out and see if we can get that answer.
You know, there's Rite Aid along there, and there's Subway along there, and that old Photoshop that's been closed for years and years and years, and then comes the street, and I'm pretty sure it's Walnut, and then the old gas station that's being remodeled.
Oh, down there by the towers.
Catacorded from the cemetery, not really the towers.
Right, but down in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Where I think it's Tubby, no, not Tubby.
Pizza Brothers.
Yeah, you're right. And the car wash. And
yeah.
Right there.
Oh, well, we'll see what people can find out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. See, I don't go down Delaware Avenue all that much anymore. Does anybody know what's going on that site? The caller would like to know. The gas station on Delaware Avenue, I think that is Walnut Street, but it's, you know, there with the Subway and Pizza Brothers and Rite Aid are all there in that little area. Pizza Hut, I think, is there too, close by. What is going on with that gas station on Delaware Avenue and Walnut Street? I haven't even paid attention to that. That's how oblivious I am to it. But I don't go down Delaware Avenue a whole lot. Just like I was telling you when they were doing the repaving on Main Street, I don't go down Main Street a whole lot, so I was not sure if that was... wasn't sure if that was done or started or so on and so forth. Anyway, does anybody know what's going on with that gas station on Delaware Avenue? Has anybody heard anything there on Delaware Avenue and Walnut Street? 740-383-9944. Also, questions on the table this morning. Do we know anything about Tecumseh? Do we know anything about the power shovel, memories there? What about a possible return of Tradio? Would people listen? That's what we're talking about, 36 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And not only would people listen, would people call in? That's a bigger question, maybe even more than would people listen. And of course, Jeff Ruth, along tomorrow with Charlie Evers, Wednesday, 10 to 12, Jeff and Charlie, Marion Radio Legends. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't know what's going in there, but it might help the callers if you said it was where Sonny Curran's gas station used to be. He worked on cars, and that was right on the corner, corner.
Sonny Curran's auto sales.
Well, no, he didn't sell cars. He worked on them, and he had gas. It's like a gas station.
Okay, yeah.
It might be bring to somebody's mind, you know.
Right.
What this is going to be.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, Sonny Curran, because he used to be a customer where I used to work years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
740-383-9944. Okay, Sonny Curran's old shop. They're on Delaware Avenue and Walnut Street. I believe it is Walnut Street. Does anybody know what's going on that spot? Does anybody know what's going on in that particular area at this point? Because apparently there is some construction being done on that spot, but we don't know what it is. So Sonny Curran's old spot on Walnut and Delaware Avenue. What is going on there? 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, or a possible return of Tradio, Marion's Industrial History, all the conversation. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I told you wrong yesterday. The old Tecumseh, the former Tecumseh, was called the Susquehanna Silk Mill, and Whirlpool was the Universal Cooler.
Oh, okay. So Tecumseh was
Susquehanna Silk Mill.
Okay. So what did they do?
Made silk, I guess.
No, I don't know. You're right. So they went in after Tecumseh left?
No. They were there before Tecumseh.
Oh, they were there before Tecumseh.
The Susquehanna Silk Mill, and then they closed, and then Tecumseh came in.
Oh, okay. And then when Tecumseh left, Drypers came in with the diapers.
Drypers came in, and then there was that Chinese outfit.
And then they knocked the building down.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate it.
And Whirlpool was called the Universal Cooler. The Universal Cooler went out in 53 or 54, and then Whirlpool opened in 55.
Now, what was Universal Cooler? Was that just like freezers?
That was before my time. I was just a kid then.
I understand. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
All right, Universal Cooler. Now we know what preceded Whirlpool in the 50s out on their spot in their building. Universal Cooler. Now, does anybody know anything about that? Does anybody know anything about Universal Cooler? Now, my guess would be maybe they did freezers. I don't think there were a whole lot of air conditioning units back in the 1950s. But does anybody know what was going on out at Universal Cooler, out where Whirlpool is located now in the 1950s. Now, the Susquehanna Silk Mill, which I'm guessing they did silk, I'm with the caller on this one, is what preceded Tecumseh in the building that they were in, and then Drypers came in, and then some other business, but now the old Tecumseh plant is no longer there. It is forgotten. Or gone. Gone, maybe not forgotten. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I don't know anything about Marion Universal Cooler, but before Whirlpool went in, it was Marion Motor Products, because my parents worked there, and that was Marion Motor Products, and they made truck parts and whatever, similar to what Eaton manufactured.
So Marion Motor Products preceded Whirlpool, not Universal Cooler.
Yes. And but that may have been there prior to that. I'm not sure what year Marion Motor Products went in.
Huh.
But Marion Motor Products was the company that was there directly before Whirlpool, and my father worked there, and he hired straight over from Marion Motor Products into Whirlpool. He was one of the first 100 employees for Whirlpool when they hired in. So,
now, did they just do things like car parts?
As far as I know, and I remember, that's what they made.
Huh.
Auto parts.
Well, that's very interesting. I thank you for calling.
I know they did stampings and things like that, so they had presses in there.
Were they a big, did Whirlpool add on to the plant, or was it just as big a plant?
No, it was not as big a plant. The main, actually, Whirlpool's added numerous times since they've acquired that site. I mean, they're constantly adding on. So, I mean, even to the point of just a few years ago, adding on the two warehouses west of the main plant, west of the old Eaton site. So they've closed in the U. They've added on, you know, at one time Whirlpool had the warehouse was in the main plant, and they had a rail spur where they would back in boxcars to load up units out of the main plant, and they don't do that anymore, thank goodness, because that used to block the road for a long time and cause some major traffic jams there. But my recollection anyway.
And what was the name of the company again?
Marion Motor Products.
Marion Motor Products. Well, I wonder where Universal Cooler was.
They may have been there before that. I'm not sure what year the Marion Motor Products went in.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. But that's interesting, too, and I have heard of that. So maybe that preceded Marion Motor Products.
It might have. Hey, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Now we know that before Whirlpool, it was Marion Motor Products. But was that where Universal Cooler was? Did they precede Marion Motor Products, or was Universal Cooler somewhere else in Marion? Does anybody remember Universal Cooler? Any bites on this one? 740-383-9944. And again, this all goes back to the industrial history of Marion, Ohio. So, the Tecumseh plant started out as the Susquehanna Silk Mill, which led to Tecumseh, which led to Drypers, and then the building was torn down. Then we had Universal Motor, Whirlpool, but we don't know where. We don't know where the cooler, or Universal Cooler, we don't know where that was. See, I should be writing this stuff down. I'm not writing any of this down, so I'm trying to do it all from memory here, so this could get a little shaky as time goes on. But I don't know where Universal Cooler would have been. It might have been there before the auto parts company that preceded Whirlpool in that building. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944, coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. Don't forget tomorrow, Charlie Evers, Jeff Ruth, on Wednesday, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. That'll be a great program, something good to listen to here on WWGH Radio. Two broadcasting legends getting together. And also, what do you think about a possible return of Tradio? Do you think people would listen? Do you think it would be a good thing? Do you think people would call in? And how could we get the word out? Would it just be flyers? Would it be, I don't know. It's a tricky thing, because you don't want to start the show and then nobody's there. Go ahead, caller.
In regards to Universal Cooler, that was before Tecumseh. My father worked for Universal Cooler, and then they changed the name to Tecumseh.
So it wasn't the Susquehanna Silk Mill?
It was before the Universal Cooler.
Oh, okay. So Susquehanna Silk Mill, Universal Cooler, and then Tecumseh.
Changed to Tecumseh, yeah.
So do you know anything about the Susquehanna Silk Mill?
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Well, so Whirlpool has just been Auto Parts and then Whirlpool, but the Universal Cooler preceded Tecumseh. Was it the same company, essentially? Because didn't Tecumseh just do, like, air compressors?
Yeah, it was basically, I think, the same company. I think Universal Cooler was involved with refrigeration and so forth, and I think eventually the unions must have got in there and somehow or other, I'm not sure just how Tecumseh became, they must have bought Universal Cooler out, I guess.
Now, what did your father think of Universal Cooler? Was it a good company?
Well, he worked in the office as a clerk, and I remember going out there a few times with him when he had to work over in the evening and so forth, and I was just trying to just keep busy, I guess, but I was only about 8 or 9 years old, I suppose, something like that.
Well, hey, that's very interesting information. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, now we've solved that mystery. Okay. So we had the auto parts company out at Whirlpool, and then that became Whirlpool, and apparently some of those people hired into Whirlpool directly who work there. And the old Tecumseh building started out, I would guess, as the Susquehanna Soap Mill, then became Universal Cooler, then became Tecumseh, then became Dreypers, and then was torn down. I don't know what the last company was that was in there after Dreypers. I think there was a little business in there for a minute or two before they tossed it out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my grandfather and my father worked at Susquehanna Silk Mill back in the late 20s, and I don't know when the plant started out there. I was born in 30, and and it closed in after the Depression or during the Depression.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, was it a good place to work? Did your father and grandfather like it?
I have no idea.
But was it just a silk mill? Was it just where people made silk?
That's my understanding, yes.
But it was on the Tecumseh site.
I think that's what the building was built for originally, but I don't know when it started or when it ended, but it was in the late 20s and early 30s, and when it closed in the early 30s, I think.
So it did become universal. It was the Tecumseh plant.
Pardon?
It was where Tecumseh was.
Yeah, oh yes. Yeah, okay. I think Tecumseh was the next thing in there after that plant was closed for some time.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, see, that's very interesting. The caller there, born in 1930, I believe he said. Now, see, this is what becomes very important, because you've got to have people born of that time frame who would remember that. The Susquehanna Silk Mill, brought about in the Depression era. Now, so there we got our trilogy of the Tecumseh plant. Susquehanna Silk Mill, Universal Cooler, Tecumseh, Dreypers, and then the end. No longer there. So it's interesting, because we've had people call in who had family members who worked at all these places during different eras. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Whirlpool before that was called Motor Products.
Motor Products,
yeah. That was, they did the bumpers and stuff like that. Then Whirlpool took over.
Then they took over.
And you're talking about Tradio. Here's the thing. Nobody knows your station number, because it's not been out before the public, it seems like. And we didn't know until my wife seen it in the paper. And we always listened to 1490, you know, for the years. So I think if you could get that number out, you'll have plenty of calls.
Well, it's interesting, because, you know, we've been in the paper a lot, and we have done things in the public, and obviously we have listeners, people calling in, but it's tough, and we've even done flyers at the fair. It's tough nowadays to let people know where you are and when you are, because it used to be you just put it in the paper and people would know. Well, not as many people get the paper now.
Well, a lot of them don't like the Marion Star, because there's not too much in it at times. And it's kind of expensive for a lot of older people. You know, they're getting too high. It seems like everything's high.
Right.
I think if you could get your number out, and people seen it, you know, can you tell how many listeners you have on? Is there any way the radio stations know how many people's listening?
You know, in this area, it's kind of hard to tell, to be honest, because they only survey twice a year, and they only survey 50 people. So it's very hard to figure out exactly how many people are listening. Now, we've been told that call volume is very important, and obviously the call volume here is pretty good at this particular point. And we've also had a lot of people picking up prizes. So I think it's good, but I think word of mouth, which just like WMRN had in the early days, is what's going to really help.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what, when I see all my friends, I'll tell them about your number.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I like to listen to your shows, like I said before. It's interesting to kind of remember back on things, you know. See, and the shovel did go on strike one time because I was a paper boy on the west side of Marion, and I had a lot of shovel people told me to stop the paper because they couldn't afford it. I think they was out like 16 weeks one time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I wouldn't stop it. I just kept passing it. And when they got back to work, I'm talking Feast, Waterloo, Fillmore, Jackson, and them, they made that up to me. They give me that money that they owed me, you know. And back then, the paper was 30 cents a week.
Well,
and I made 12 cents a customer, and I had like 142 customers.
So you were in the big money back then.
Oh, listen, mowing yards and doing the paper out. And then another thing, I set pins up at Marion Bowling Alley on South Prospect when I was on weekends, when I was just a young guy. And I would bank on Tuesday morning at the school. I could bank $40 because I made 7 cents a game up there, what I made.
Hey, that's not bad.
I think that's another thing that's been around 50 years or more. Well, I know it has because I'm 80 years old now. And I set pins up there, old wooden pins, you know.
Now, did you work for the Jacobs, Norma?
No, the guy that I worked for, his name was John, but I can't remember his last name. Big, tall guy.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I thank you for the information as always.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think word of mouth is going to help here. I mean, if you like this station and you want people to listen to this station so we can continue on, tell people. 107.1 FM on the dial, telephone number 740-383-9944, 54 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Charlie Evers, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Guest will be Jeff Ruth and Terry Klein, so a very interesting program. And A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble tomorrow, 12:15 to 1 p.m. I'll be here tomorrow morning, as I am every Monday through Friday, 8:10 a.m. until 10 a.m. having discussions like this, which I enjoy having as long as people keep calling in. And then today we have the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:10 to 3. We have Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 till 6 p.m. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We've got a lot of information today on Universal Cooler, Tecumseh, the auto parts company plant that was out at Whirlpool, Whirlpool itself, possible return of Tradio, leave the lights on for you, all these things. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Hey, they have to talk about the bowling alley while setting pins.
Yes.
The owner was John Caitlin.
John Caitlin.
Yes, and then when he went on, his son-in-law took it over, and then this one became... Did they change the name at all? Do you remember what Marion Lane's now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. John Caitlin. Well, I appreciate
John
that.
John Caitlin.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, there we got that name. John Caitlin apparently was the tall gentleman who ran the bowling alley, Marion Lane's. You know, there was a whole great bowling history here in Marion, too. We had the Plaza Lanes, and we had the Southland Lanes, and we had the Star Lanes. You know, every time I drive by Star Lanes... It's sad because it was such a, even though it was kind of out of the way, it was kind of a hub for people on Friday and Saturday nights. And they just, Always did a great business, and now the building's empty and kind of dilapidated out there. Does anybody have memories of Star Lanes? That's an interest. Yeah, Star Lanes. That's an interesting bit of Marion history. Or before we end this discussion, we have about 4 minutes left today. Does anybody have any more things to add about Marion's industrial history? Do we have any more in regard to the power shovel? Do we have any more in regard to Tecumseh, our Universal Cooler, or Susquehanna Silk Mill, or any of these places, Whirlpool, that have made Marion a great place, put a lot of people to work over years and years and years? Or does anybody have any more thoughts when it comes to Tradio? Would it work if we brought it back here? Would it be of high interest? Would people call in and sell their stuff? Would people listen? Would people be able to find it? We would certainly tell people when it would be on, but would people be able to find it, and would it catch on to a degree that would be interesting for you, the listener? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I say, I am here Monday through Friday, 8:10 to 10 a.m. And as long as you keep calling, we'll keep doing the show. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, for Tradio. But I have another bit of history about the Southland Lanes. It was George and Norma Jacob that ran that. I worked there in the 70s in that snack bar.
Oh, so they did the Southland Lanes.
Yes, and then Dean, who is prominent in Marion today, he was just a small child, and he ran around there all the time and grew up.
Now Norma's still around. Now, I believe Norma's in her mid-90s now. What was it like to work? She was city councilwoman, too.
She was wonderful, but he was kind of grouchy, but he was fair to everyone, but he was busy. They were really, really busy back then. They had all these men's lane leagues at night. It was packed to the gills, and in the mornings had several women's lanes, leagues, every two or three times a week. But it was busy every moment.
I know that's true, and I remember Star Lanes, and every time I pass that building, it's sad now.
Oh, I know. That's so sad.
I know.
Whirlpool had leagues out there at Star Lanes as well, and women's leagues. And so when I was laid off at Whirlpool, I worked for George Jacob at Southland.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the
information. That was the 70s and 80s. So.
I love it. Thanks for the information.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And yes to Tradio.
I understand. Bye-bye. All right. Well, it's a big yes. Any more calls here? We've got about 2 minutes left. We can fit some more calls in here. We love the calls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I understand there's an interest to bring Tradio back, but will people listen? Will people find it? And will people call in? Because I think part of the fun of Tradio for all those years was listening to the people who called in. So you've got to have the people call in selling the stuff, or it's not much of a program. So we'll see if the calls keep coming in that people want it back. I guess we will go in that direction, but you just got to know. Go ahead, caller.
I believe Tradio would make it back just through word of mouth, because me, myself, I probably know like 20 to 30 people that listen to it on a regular basis, and if I was to tell them, then they'll tell 10 to 20 of their friends. It wouldn't take long for it to get back on.
Well,
I know a lot of people are looking forward to having something like that again.
Well, I know we're approaching the idea, so stay tuned. It might come quicker than you think.
All righty, I'll be ready to tell all of everybody I know.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's what we need. We need word of mouth. But we need word of mouth not just on the return of Tradio, which we'll do if it works properly. But, Charlie Evers, I know a lot of people would love to listen to him, have listened to him for 50 years. He's on here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'm here every morning from 10 to noon. Do people know that Jeff Ruth will be back on the radio tomorrow with Charlie from 10 to noon? So it's a whole thing here at WWGH Radio. We can fit one more call in today. Who's going to be our last caller today? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in pertaining to anything we talked about today? A possible return of Tradio? Marion's industrial history, Tecumseh, everything. Whirlpool, Susquehanna Silk Mill, just a lot. A lot of stuff there. Does anybody have anything to say about last one out, turn off the lights? We never did find out where that originated, but it certainly was a big deal here in Marion. Does anybody know anything about that? The bowling history of Marion. Did anybody ever work, or I know a lot of people bowled at Star Lanes out there where the building is just kind of dilapidated now, but what a place that was. Does anybody know why they finally closed Star Lanes? Was it just like a business? 740-383-9944. Time for one more call, if you can get it in, on this Tuesday morning. 740-383-9944. And don't forget, I'm here every morning from 8:15 until 10 a.m. I hope you continue to tune in. Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. Are we going to get one more call today? Is anybody else going to call in and say, yes, bring back Tradio? Or is somebody going to call in and say, I know something about the industrial history of Marion? 740-383-9944 as we approach the final minute here. Are we going to have a final call? Or are we just going to go off the air? But, you know, the thing about it is, we will continue to do programs like these as long as you, the listening audience, continue to call in, because that's what makes these programs work. And I think we're going to wrap it up on that note. I'll be back tomorrow, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Charlie Evers with Jeff Ruth and Terry Klein, 10:10 to 12 noon tomorrow morning. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker, Immunity Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio.